the high hopes might come crashing back to ground. It's encouraging to hear what might be happening before the end of the year as far as international borders opening up are concerned. However, it may be too late for the backpacker end of the market. This is what it says here in the Cairns Post today. One in five Queensland youth tourism businesses, one in five expect to close when JobKeeper ends, while more than 60% say their future's uncertain. The results of a shocking survey have found just 13% of the 100 businesses surveyed in the state said they were confident of remaining open. 13% of the 100 said they're confident of remaining open when the wage subsidies switched off at the end of the month, as the industry calls for a roadmap to reopen international borders. Job losses in the industry are also expected to be widespread, according to the survey done by the Backpackers and Youth Tourism Advisory Panel, or BITAP, whose members include operators in accommodation, experiences, attractions and tour operators. Nationally, they found 37% of regional operators and 40% of urban operators surveyed expected to lay off all their staff after JobKeeper ends, which is about a minute away. I've got Brendan McKenna on the line from what they call BYTAP, B-Y-T-A-P. Brendan, good morning.
Good morning, John.
This is bleak, to say the least.
It's devastating. It's horrible. The fact that we can't have these people who have built up this tourism knowledge over generations potentially, and we'll lose them to our industry and sector.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
I've just been talking with a local member about what could be happening before the end of the year. That's not going to save most of these operators, is it?
No.
It's too far off.
It's a long way away, and unfortunately the JobKeeper was designed to keep this IP, this intellectual property, with this staff and these team members attached to the product and the knowledge for when things do restart. Part of the issue is now with these grants, if you walk into a bank manager and say, I'd like to get a loan 80% covered by the government, that's great. But the bank manager's going to say, well, when do you think this will turn around?
Yeah.
And I said, well, mate, we don't know. We don't know. It could be now, it could be 2022. Could be 3 months, we don't know. There's promising signs, but we need a roadmap out of this, not a date, but a roadmap on, as I'm sure Warren is working very hard with Japan and some other Asian countries and that sort of stuff are looking quite promising. There's talk about some other things, but I just don't understand why we can't say, well, if this country's got 70% of the population vaccinated, person has a test, they've shown the vaccination certificate, they arrive in Australia, they take a test, they can go about their business and things like that. And 50% of the Australian population or 70% of the Australian population have been vaccinated or had their first shot.
Mm.
Is that our roadmap out? Is that when we can start opening our borders? But we need some sort of roadmap there. Otherwise, we need a finite thing. We can't just have this. It just goes on and on forever when we'll lose this amazing amount of experience and IP to our sector and business. And it's great Warren's opening up things like Japan and focus on that, but there may not be the service, may not be the product, may not be the experience that we had there for those customers previously.
What sort of roadmap were we talking about here? What would it comprise? How much clout would it have, and what sort of authority would put out such a roadmap?
Well, that's a great thing, John, as we've seen over the last 12 months, there's the federation that we've got in the States. It's great for the Commonwealth to open up borders, but then we need the states on board to make sure the interstate borders stay open, or just recently where Queensland and New South Wales, Victoria closed out to New Zealand. We need that certainty, both from federal and state level, that certain a sign-off that things will happen. But if you take Israel, for example, Israel, I think, has got over 91% of their population vaccinated now on the Pfizer jab. When technically could those Israeli citizens fly to Australia?
Yeah.
Because they've had their vaccinations they're doing it. So if we get to 70% of Australia vaccinated, could then, would that instigate an opening of that bubble potential or that operation to happen? What are the boundaries and what's the roadmap out of this? I think that's the, especially when a lot of our operators in Queensland still can't operate at full capacity. For example, our youth hostels at the moment in Queensland can still only around 4 square metres, I believe, or one person per bunk, whereas in New South Wales, they're allowed to operate at full capacity. So where's the... And our tour operators on buses and marine operators and and those sort of things also. Where's the when can they get back to these sort of things and take advantage of it? So there's still a lot of decisions to be made, and just turning off a tap of support when there's nothing we can do to get our international visitors back. That relies on our government. We will do whatever we can to make it safe and secure and keep people engaged with the businesses and the operations and the experiences we have. But we really need some support while they close us out.
This is called coming sadly so late. I mean, to say clearly, before JobKeeper ends, you need that information. This article here in the Cairns Post today talks about fundamentally all of these operators expected to lay off all their staff after JobKeeper ends in 5 minutes' time. So, sadly, nobody's been taking up the cudgels effectively to get this roadmap done and out.
I think you have a look at one of your big guys, Roderick from Cairns Adventure Group. You know, I think he, from memory, I saw an article this morning on ABC that he's come out and said that he was going to lay off 50% of his staff potentially and that sort of stuff. You know, and in Melbourne we've got other operators there that have gone from 13 down to zero. They've just made those, and whatever happens from here on in, people have had to make these decisions when the announcement was made in Canberra, because they can't hang around and with employment laws and industrial, they can't. We can't look at solutions moving forward. We need solutions now, or it's probably too late for a lot of businesses anyway. Yeah. But as we said, there's still 60% out there that are unsure, and they're making their decisions on a daily basis now. Mm. So the longer we wait to get this resolved, and you know, understand we can't live off the public purse forever, and none of us want to. It's just the fact that if we can't get customers in the country, or we don't have can't go to our bank and say, well, you know, this is the roadmap out, mate. We reckon this is going to happen in September, October, November, December. This is our business plan. This is how we're going to cover it. Because we've got to remember, JobKeeper was connecting people to businesses. A lot of the operators went out to the state government and the state government gave out the $250,000 loans that are now due payable back and those sort of things. But those loans were to cover leases, rates, payroll tax, these sort of things that go back to government, that we don't only have wages in our businesses. We've also got all these other expenses just to keep the lights on that we still need to borrow money for. So, you know, JobKeeper was to keep people connected to our experiences. Now we're finding we just people can't keep going back to the bank and putting another house on mortgage or another car or go further into debt. And sometimes they've got to bite the bullet and go find something that's going to pay the bills and feed the family.
Gee, this has been really worthwhile, Brendan. Thank you. As sad and as depressing and alarming as it is, you've put it together very, very powerfully, especially the need for this roadmap most urgently. Thank you, Brendan.
Oh, it's incredible. Thank you, John.
His name is Brendan McKenna, Backpacker and Youth Tourism Advisory Panel, or BYTAP. Back to more talk after